Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Pastor Dale Brooks update, a call to prayer. I attended the funeral of a dear friend Saturday who lost his wife to cancer, and Pastor Dale was there with his wife, Mama Kay. She pulled me aside to tell me that Pastor had a CT scan, but the doctor referred them to their oncologist for the results. Certainly not a referral you can rest easy with in the natural. Pastor goes in on Tuesday where he will go under anesthesia to put a probe down his throat to take a closer look. Honestly, we have been on a great road to recovery from this cancer. In fact, we were close to calling this a remission, and I choose to continue to call that by faith. She said the lump on his neck has just recently grown in size, perhaps from the medication or a reaction to it, I don't know. But I am also calling out the army of Christ to build a hedge of protection around Pastor Dale. 2 Corinthians 4:18 explains that you must look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Romans 4:17 says, you call things which are not as though they were. There are others out there that are battling their own valleys. Perhaps, you know, that's you. Please let us know so that we can pray for you too. We have been relentless in our prayers for Pastor, and we have seen the fruit, but we will not be robbed of the harvest. They take communion every day together. They read scripture that quotes God's healing scriptures and have relentlessly resisted Satan. Read up on Ephesians 6:17 and James 4:7. What does that look like when you're in the valley? Proverbs 4:20 explains this process for healing. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The Hebrew word translated health there means medicine. Healing scriptures are God's medicine for your body. So take that medicine daily. Be relentless about it, and take your healing by faith as Pastor and Mama Kay have. Will you continue to stand with us? Will you continue to speak God's healing scriptures over Pastor's life? Will you release your faith with us with confidence? Will you intercede for Pastor for this walk through the valley of the shadow of death to be done with once and for all? The pastor was healed of this cancer 14 years ago, but it came back more aggressively. And the Holy Spirit has brought us through to this point. As I prayed with them Saturday, I felt the Lord say, I'm not done with him yet. There's still much to do, and I believe that. He is a pastor of pastors. He continues to teach a healing class on Wednesday nights. His heart and his life have been about the call of God here and abroad. He is a servant among servants. Stand with us. If you need healing personally, take it with your faith and with your words. Believe you receive it and don't waver. Let me know so that I can stand with you. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Please respect their privacy. If you have a question or would like to share a scripture or something with them, please just send me a note. I promise to relay it to them. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled week.